But Sarah, I want to say something to you and to the family, immediate family. As I shared that little litany with Solomon said in the book of Ecclesiastes, there is a time to cry and there is a time to grieve. And we don't use in our tradition the word funeral. We use death, burial, and resurrection. It is because of the resurrection of Christ that we have the gift of eternal life and that we are able to encourage one another through life. But funerals indicate and denote grief. As we focus and as we mourn the loss of somebody that we love. In this case, it was your daddy. So the pain and the emptiness, it'll linger. And it may never, ever fully go away. But God understands and cares about you, Sarah, in this season of grief. In fact, Jesus experienced grief himself. Shortest verse in the Bible was when he was with his friend Lazarus who passed away. And it says, he wept. Tears are so important. And if you ever notice when you're crying, they run down your cheek and into your mouth, they're salty. The salt has a way of healing. It takes courage to face the loss of your daddy. But he'll always be with you. But then, here we are, there's always a time to move on. And it takes just as much courage to let go of our grieving season, but at the appropriate time. And we must bring closure to our time of mourning so that we can participate once again in God's plans for our lives. That's why it's so important to do what we're doing here today in the time of memorial, to be able to understand that we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another. So we must bring closure to our time of mourning so that we can participate again in the real life, so to speak, for lack of a better term. But I love the buts. There will come a time when you'll be ready to move on out in the open, invisible and grieving, and you get back to your daily routine of raising your children. God has a plan for you. Just be open to his Spirit, and he will lead you and guide you through love, grace, and forgiveness. We are helped, though, in this grieving process when we have the proper perspective about the future. And we know that one day grieving will end, and we have the assurance of eternity with our brothers and sisters and our family in Christ. Even though we have grief, it is healed by hope. There was a real series some years ago called the Left Behind series. It's about eschatology and so forth and the hope that we have because Christ is returning. He's returning soon. I don't know when, but he's returning. So I take a little different take on the Left Behind series because all of us in this room have been left behind for a reason and a purpose. One day, unless the Lord comes for us first, we're going to experience that thing called death. So while we're here, we need to encourage each other about the hope that we have in Christ.